Shepherd's House is a non-denominational church located just a few miles from Glasgow, Kentucky, on the Edmonton Road. The Shepherd's House family invites you to Bible study on Sunday at 9 a.m., worship service at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, and the Sunday evening service at 6 p.m. Midweek service at the Shepherd's House is Wednesday at 7 p.m. The Shepherd's House family cordially invites you to any of these services.
All right, I want to welcome those that are joining us now by TV, by radio, and by live streaming. Welcome into our Sunday morning worship service, and hopefully this will be a blessing to you. If you're enjoying the program each week, well, there'll be a place later in the service, on the program rather, that it'll give you information on how you can give to help keep us on the air and keep us going. St. Mark's Gospel. I want to read some familiar scripture this morning. St. Mark chapter number 5, starting in verse number 1. And this is what the Word of God says. And then we'll skip on down later on in the chapter into another story. It says, verse 1, "And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding, and all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. There were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled, and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus, and see him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. Let's skip down to verse 25. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Let us pray. Father, in the loving name of Jesus, thanking you and praising you for being such a good God. Thanking you for what you've done, what you're about to do. Asking you, Lord, once again, to hide me behind the shadow of the cross, that no honor and no praise would come to me in the flesh, but the name of Jesus might be praised for now and forevermore. Father, move and bless and touch every heart of every person, Father. Lord, this here this morning, and all that's watching by TV, listening by radio, watching by live streaming, I pray, God, that you would move in a special way. We thank you, Father, Lord, for this opportunity to proclaim the infallible Word of God once again. And Father, we thank you for the hope that we have. Father, in Christ Jesus, Lord, we know this world doesn't give us hope. But Lord, we know we have hope in you. And Lord, a better life to come. Not only here, because we served you, but Lord, in a better place, in a better land. Lord, at a different time. Lord, we thank you. Father, for all that you're doing. Lord, asking you, Father, Lord, to anoint me without the anointing. Father, I know I cannot preach. Father, give me the breath, give me strength, give me air. Let the anointing rest upon me today. Father, we thank you and we praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we humbly pray and ask all these things this day. Amen and amen. The title of the message today is Free at Last. Two stories here in the Word of God. The first one was by a man that was referred to as Legion. Now, we don't know what his real name really was. We just know that he was called Legion because that's the way the spirits identified themselves when Jesus asked, what is thy name? And so they said Legion, and the word Legion really means 2,000. So there was a whole lot of spirits in that man. And that man was bound so deeply. He was just out of his head with things that was in his mind. And no doubt the demonic spirits was very strong upon him. I want you to know today that those demonic spirits was put in those swine. And the swine went down the steep place into the sea, and they were choked. But I want you to know there's a lot of fallen spirits, amen, that came out of heaven when the devil, amen, came out of heaven. And there's a lot of fallen angels that are around, and they'll sure try to get in our mind, amen, and attack us, to bring us down, and to cause us to think things, amen, that maybe we should not be thinking. That man, there's no telling what was going through that man's mind. Amen. The devil was tormenting that man. He would cut himself with stones. He lived in the mountains. He lived in the tombs. He was naked. Why? Because of those spirits that was within him. Nothing seemed to suit him. Sounded like a few I pastored over the years. Amen. Not much is going to suit them. Amen. But those spirits was really bothering him, tormenting him. But you know, Jesus, when he got off the ship, he went right there. Amen. To those tombs. He knew who was in those tombs. He knew exactly who was in need of him. And he knew that he was going to set him free that day. that those spirits wouldn't bother him anymore. So he went there, and here came that man running out of the tombs. I can see him with scars all over his arms and all over his legs. I can see that man that was hurting, naked, running right up before the Lord. Amen. And out of control, because those spirits was causing him not to think right. And I tell you what, there's a lot of spirits in this world. Amen. There's only one good spirit, and that's the Holy Spirit. But all those other spirits, and they'll sometimes we inflict those things into our body through drugs, or we inflict those things into our body through alcohol. Sometimes we bring a lot of things on ourselves. Number one, by being out of church. Number two, by not being saved. Amen. And letting God take charge of our lives, we just open up a door, amen, for the devil to come and just fill us up with bad thoughts. You can never do anything this good. You'll never amount to anything. You ever had the devil tell you that? You're overweight. You're ugly. You're too short. You're too tall. You're too this. You're too that. He'll find any and everything he can, amen, to bring us down and trying to belittle us and to convince us that other people can have a good, prosperous spiritual life, but you can't. You just don't know how to be a good Christian. Amen. I want you to know, I never did know how to be a good Christian. It took Jesus coming into my heart, changing things for me. We don't have the ability, amen, to be good within ourselves. Now we know the Bible teaches us that Jesus was without any type of sin at all. And they come to Jesus and they said, good master. He said, why do you call me good? There's none good but the Father. Even though he was perfect, amen, he gave all honor and reference to the Father. And you know, we'll never amount to anything, amen, much in our lives until we have God at the head of our life and to the head of our home, amen. To he's in charge of our thinking and where we go and what we do, amen. We're going to have a lot of flaws in this world, and they're all brought to you by the devil. Amen. Years ago, they used to have those TV shows on, and they'd say, brought to you by General Foods, or whatever, talking about the sponsor that sponsored the program. Amen. The problems that you got in life is being sponsored by the devil. There's no doubt about that. He's the one, amen, that's behind every misunderstanding. He's behind every argument. He's behind all hurt feelings. He's behind all anger. He's behind all pain. Well, Brother Jimmy, I need some more medicine to get me out of my pain. No, what you need is Jesus. You need the healer, amen, to touch your body. Amen. There's people today, they run barefooted over coals, amen, to try to get healing, but they won't pray and seek the face of God. Isn't that silly? Amen. It's silly. Amen. We ought to put our faith and our trust in God. So here this man, part of him, amen, knew I've got to get to Jesus. And those spirits, no doubt, were saying, no, no, hold back. Stay in here. You'll never be accepted by God. I can just hear those spirits, amen, speaking his mind, amen, trying to convince him. You don't need to go out there to Jesus. He's not going to accept you. You're wild. You're naked. You're a heathen. They don't nobody like you. You're mean and you're ornery. Amen. But Jesus wasn't afraid of him. Jesus wasn't going to run from that person that was mean and ornery. Amen. Some of you watching my television, amen, you may have made this statement. If I go in that church, why, the roof will cave in because I'm so mean. No, it won't. You'll have angels standing in heaven clapping their hands, saying hallelujah. They finally came in to hear the word of God. Amen. And the Father's going to say, here's my boy, the prodigal son, the prodigal daughter. Amen. And the heaven's going to be happy that you came. Amen. But the devil wants to tell us that God's not going to accept you because you've made too many mistakes. God's not going to accept you because you've just been too bad. I'm thankful today, amen, that Jesus is the best dumpster diver that I ever seen, because he dived into a dumpster one day spiritually, amen, to get me. I'm thankful for that, aren't you? I'm thankful that he's always been there, amen, to help me. I've not always been perfect, but he has. Amen. I've not always made the best decisions. Amen. But he has. Amen. When he was guiding me. That's why us as a church, we need to pray for the Holy Spirit, amen, to guide us. We're guided way too much by emotions. Amen. Emotions have you praising the Lord 1 minute and saying bad words the next. You can't follow the emotions. Emotions will drive you nuts. It's like family. They're the first ones to support you and the first ones to stab you in the back. Oh, I love my pastor. Amen. I'm thankful today, amen, that God loves us, amen, regardless. Amen. I'm thankful for my family, amen, that goes to church with me. But I'm going to tell you, sometimes you're better off with a whole bunch of church folks you ain't kin to. Hey, amen. Some of y'all got some of them too, huh? Hey, amen. We ought to be thankful sometimes. Hey, amen. Listen, the Lord is always there to meet every need, amen, that we have. This man knew within himself, if I can just get to Jesus, if I could just fight these thoughts away, if I could just push this away. There's somebody watching by television today. You're hooked on drugs. Amen. If you could just fight that craving off for just a little bit, enough to get to the house of God. Amen. The Lord can touch you and change your life. You may be under the influence of alcohol and it's got you trapped. If you can just push that desire for alcohol away long enough to get to church and get to Jesus. Amen. I got a friend who lives down in Scottsville. They was an alcoholic for years and years and years. And one Sunday morning, they pushed themselves enough to manage to get to church, hear the word, and they went to the altar. They went home and poured her all out and have been sober ever since. And they've been saved. Amen. That's the kind of God, amen, that we serve today. Amen. He's a God, amen, will never let us down. Amen. No doubt that legion, that man called legion, amen, that day when those spirits was out of him. Amen. The first thing those spirits started doing, when the presence of God got close to them, they started begging for mercy. Oh, don't run us out of the country. Let us go into those swine. They was looking for a way of escape. They was looking for a way to get away from God. Amen. That's what happens to people when they start going backwards. They look for reasons to get out of church. Amen. They'll look for somebody to blame. They'll look for something. Amen. That they can put the fault upon. Everybody likes to be a victim. This is America. Amen. Don't matter what color you are. Don't matter if you're male or female. Amen. Everybody likes to play the victim. That's just all there is to it. Amen. But you know what? I'm glad that God helps all us victims. Amen. And whatever it is that we go through. So here there was, even the devils wanting to play the victim and find mercy. And you know what? Jesus is so loving and so caring. He even gave the devil mercy. You know what he could have done? He could have took every one of them, all 2,000 of them spirits. And the reason I said 2,000, amen, there was about 2,000 hogs there. And the word legion means 2,000. The Lord done gathered and herded up a hog for every devil. Amen. So that they could find mercy. And sometimes the devil tells us, God will never forgive you. Yes, he will. He even gave the devils mercy. And he could have thrown them right into hell before their time. Amen. He could have tormented them and tortured them. Amen. He just put them into the hogs. He knew those hogs was going to go right down into the sea and they were going to drown and they'd be free again. Because it wasn't time yet. It wasn't time for Satan to be bound and chained and thrown into the bottomless pit. Amen. But see what Jesus did? He gave mercy to that man. Amen. That the demons identified themselves as legion. And we'll call him legion, even though we don't really know his real name. Amen. He had mercy upon him. And that very moment, that man was set free. And the next thing, people came out of the city to hear about this man that had been possessed with the devil. See, there'd be a lot of people, there's no doubt, that will remind you of all your faults, or they'll remind you of your shortcomings and all of those things. But see, there was something different about Jesus, amen, than it was the average person, amen, that claimed to know God. He was full of mercy. Aren't you glad that God's our judge and not people? I'd have done been thrown in hell 20,000 times over the last 40 years, probably every time I preached. Amen, by somebody, there's no doubt. But I'm glad that God, amen, is full of love, amen, full of mercy. So this man, he came to Jesus. Jesus set him free. And then the people heard the story. The first thing that's going to happen, they're going to say, did you hear about old Jim? Did you hear about old Susie? Why, she's a drunk. And I done heard she done got religion. I done heard that old Jim, he's done got religion. He's going to church down there. I'm going to have to go and see this. I can't believe that. But see, I'm glad that God has a way of changing things. Amen. And making us different than what that we used to be. So here they went, and they looked up this man that was identified as Legion. He found him. They found him clothed in his right mind and sitting at the feet of Jesus. And he asked Jesus, Lord, I want to go with you. I want to go with you on your travels. And the Lord said, no, you stay here and go tell everybody what I've done for you. Amen. I don't know what that man said. It's not recorded in the Bible. But I'm going to think he said, I'm free at last. I met a man that got this stuff out of my mind. I met a man that got all of this stuff where I've been trapped. He's delivered me from this. Now I can sleep. Now I feel good about myself. Now I want to live. Now I want to go forward. Now I'm enjoying myself when I didn't enjoy myself before. There's a lot of people that are existing, but they're not living. But see, I like that song. I just started living. I got a brand new life. Changed my direction. Got rid of all of my strife. Amen. That sounds like the Lord, don't it? There's no doubt about that. So no doubt that man, amen, said, I'm free. And a second story in the Word of God was a woman that had the issue of blood. And for 12 years, that woman, the Bible says, grew worse. She spent all that she had. She continually got worse all the time. She went to all the doctors, and the doctors, they just didn't know anything else that they could do. It was over as far as they were concerned. She ran out of money, but she heard about Jesus, and she thought, if I could just go to where he's at, and if I could just touch his clothes, and the only way she could get to his clothes is to crawl and to stoop down and get to the hem of his garment. I believe there's some people today that they may have not been healed yet because they ain't wanted it bad enough. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Hey man, you want something bad enough. You don't care who sees you. You don't care what somebody thinks about you. You don't care what somebody says about you. Or, Brother Jimmy, I don't like people talking about me. Well, you better get out of this world then. Hey man, because they're going to talk about you. They're not going to like you, the way you fixed your hair, or the way you drove the car, or they're going to have something to say. Amen. They're going to have an opinion. Oh, I'm thankful that God's not like that. He's not looking for something to find fault in you over. He's looking for a way to get you untrapped, get the chains broke off of you, amen, so you can be free to worship him, so you can be grateful for what was done at the cross. Listen, amen, we know in the Word, amen, there was a place where one said, Lord, who will love you the most? And he said, I suppose to whom? Or the Lord asked someone, who will love me most? And he said, Lord, I suppose to whom you forgave the most. And you know, for the ones that's been forgiven of the very most, they're the most grateful of any of the rest. The others that hadn't been forgiven for very much, they're not very grateful. But you know what? The harder the life that you've had, and when Jesus sets you free, the happier and the more rejoicing, amen, that you are because of what he's did in your life. There's some people that's never been broken. They said, well, I've been broken. No, you ain't. You ain't been crushed. You ain't lost your will to live and been so broken that you can't hold your head up. When you get there and Jesus touches you and he makes a way, you'll want to serve him more and better than you ever have before. Amen. I don't want anybody to get hurt or to get broken, but it's good for us sometimes to get the rug jerked out from under us. And then we cry out to the Lord and he helps us. Then we're going to be so grateful. I'd rather have a church full of ex-convicts than I had through a bunch of church people just hopped around from place to place. That's the truth. Amen. I'd rather have a bunch of broken people. I'd rather have them with tattoos and earrings and our green hair and all that stuff. Now, I don't want none of that mess on me. And I don't believe after you get saved, you're going to be doing that. Amen. But I like to have all of those that abuse their bodies. Amen. Those that feels like they have nothing to live for those that has a suicidal spirit. Come on down here. Let us pray with you. Come on down here and let us show you what love is. Amen. Let us introduce you to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You're the ones that I want. I want the blacks. I want the whites. I want the Mexicans. I want all of them. If you can understand English, amen, I want you to come. Amen. Be in our service. Let us tell you about Jesus. There's enough of y'all, get an interpreter to come. Amen. I'll try to find one. We'll interpret. I've used interpreters before. Amen. In Portuguese and Swahili and those languages, praise the Lord. Sometimes it's not easy to interpret what I say. I got into that when I was in Portugal. Thank you so much for joining us today for our TV and radio programs. You could have been doing a lot of other things, but you chose to join us to hear the Word of God and to be encouraged by the Word of God. I want you to really pray about giving and supporting our TV program. We've been on the air for several years. It costs us quite a bit, and we're on several TV programs, TV stations rather. I think about 9 different stations right now across America, and the funds are just not coming in like they need to. I know that in the Ohio, Michigan area, there's just hardly anything at all coming in. And I think from the New Mexico area, there's just 1 or 2 supporters from that area. And the rest of the areas in Kentucky, Tennessee, and Chicago area is doing pretty well, even though we have had some increase in some of the TV stations, one of them this year, due to inflation. We also have got a great ministry for Africa. We send Bibles through the year. We send some instruments for some of the churches over there. And we also, at Christmas time, we send in food and we send clothing for orphans. This last year, we put clothing on 2,400 orphans, and we fed many of the widows there in the churches in Kenya. I have been there myself, and I trust this ministry because I went there and set it up, and they give me pictures of everything that I send over there being distributed, and they send back receipts of everything that they purchase over there. And I've got a tight handle on that, and everything's working really well, but we sure do need more. If you pray and feel led of the Lord to send in money for Africa, please write on your check or put a note in the envelope that it's for Africa, or part of it, whatever is for Africa. We sure do need your support to keep the TV and radio programs on the air. Some people think when they pay their cable bill that it also takes care of all the broadcasting. Well, that's not so. You have to pay your cable bill, and then we have to pay the TV stations in order to be able to bring it to you. So please pray about sending money in to help Africa, and especially the TV and radio programs. We don't want to have to start slicing TV stations because of financial struggles. You can send your check or money order to Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, that's GLASGOWKY for Kentucky, 42142. Again, that's Jimmy Wilson Ministries, 1346, Glasgow, GLASGOWKY for Kentucky, 42142. Thank you so much. Please pray about supporting us. We need your help. God bless you. I love you all.
HLERadio.com, Jennings, Louisiana.